The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey everyone, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. So if you'd like to read, you can read me as well. Before we get going, I just want to let you know that I'm suffering from some summer allergies. A little bit of a head cold. I sound stuffy. Words are catching in my throat. But I'm going to power through this, and I'm going to try to not cough all over this microphone. Okay, with that said, let's get started. Today's topic is small animal repellents. Trying to keep those nasty little critters that eat your flowers and vegetables out of your garden. There are all sorts of unwelcome animals in the garden. In my community garden in the city, I specifically have two types. I have cats that come in, and basically all they do is sit there and enjoy the sun and maybe nap under the rhubarb leaves or something like that. Occasionally they will leave behind evidence, like a hairball or cat poop. And we don't want that, of course. And every once in a while, we will also get some squirrels that come in and chew on tomatoes that you were hoping to harvest the next day. You know, that always happens. In my new garden, which is in the country, I have a wealth of other creatures. I actually don't have too many squirrels here. The dogs keep those away. The two that I've seen for sure are rabbits and groundhogs, otherwise known as woodchucks or land beavers or whistle pigs. It's an animal that really has prompted a lot of different names. The rabbit has done the most damage to stuff in my yard so far this season. I've also seen a few possums around, but we like possums. They eat insects, especially ticks, and my place is swarming with ticks, so we try to keep them around. And I've also seen some coyotes in the area. Actually, not seen them, I have heard them. And I'll talk about them in a moment. But they're not doing any harm to my yard. Right now, the bad guys are the bunnies and the groundhogs. So, I have four different methods of omitting small animals from the garden. And the reason I'm doing this is because of the bunny, specifically. I've had several bunnies really chew down my perennial phlox, which was probably 2 foot tall and is now about 4 inches tall. It's also gone after my flowering quince, which is a shrub. This poor little shrub has been chewed down to about 4 or 5 inches. And I'm trying my best to get those plants growing for next year. But after the damage to the quince and to the perennial phlox, I thought there's got to be something I have to do. If I don't take action now, my vegetable garden will just be basically a refrigerator or a pantry for the rabbits instead of me. So I have four methods. The first method is movement, creating some sort of movement in the garden. And a friend of mine swears by putting pinwheels or tassels or something that will catch the wind and create unusual, unpredictable, inconsistent movement. And that works for her. I have just started it, and so far, so good. The second one, which I have actually not done, is creating some sort of inconsistent noise to scare away the animals. For instance, aluminum pie plates kind of banging together with the help of the wind, that sort of thing. This definitely works for birds. I've seen people do it for birds. And I know that in commercial vineyards, they actually have, it's either recorded or it actually happens. They set off basically gunfire, like a shotgun, and that noise scares the birds. So if you have a problem with birds, that's a thought. My third option is creating some sort of barrier, or fencing, or something like that. I know a lot of people put circles or encircle their shrubs with chicken wire, and chicken wire basically has small gauge wire with that creates octagonal holes in the fence, and it is not big enough for a chicken to put its head through. That's why it's chicken wire. It can also block rabbits and groundhogs and things like that from chewing on the base of shrubs. But because chicken wire is not all that sturdy, it's hard to create a really substantial fence with it. So what you can do is get other fencing. I actually bought rabbit fencing, and the bottom of the rabbit fencing has small holes in it, and as it gets taller, the holes in the fence get a little bit bigger. So you get a little bit more airflow. But the smaller holes help keep the rabbits away, especially the smaller rabbits. But be aware of the type of fencing you're getting. Cattle fencing, for instance, the small animals can like go right through that. It will prevent a cow from coming into your garden if you have a problem with cows. So that's good. And you can also use boards or something like that at the base of the cattle fence, for instance, that will help block those holes for the rabbits and groundhogs that can come in. Although, I have seen a groundhog climb an 8-foot tall fence. So there's that issue. And my fourth method of keeping away small animals from the garden is some sort of, I don't want to call it a chemical repellent. It's not poison, for sure. I would not use poison, especially around children and animals. Dogs, cats, things like that. Some sort of product that contains some sort of odor or an irritant that keeps the animals away. For instance, rodents, for instance, don't like the smell of mint. You can use mint smells in materials to keep rodents away from your garden. Some products use the urine of the animals that prey on them. For instance, the coyote. Some products use coyote urine to keep rabbits and other maybe groundhogs away. I have had success with a product called Repels All, and that product is from a company called Bonide, or Bonide, B-O-N-I-D-E. The material is like a solid version of grated Parmesan cheese. It's not squishy, but it has that size of Parmesan cheese. How it works is it has an irritating effect on the nasal passages of a variety of small animals. All sorts of animals. There's like 10 different animals on the label. So that has worked for me. What I find, however, is that they lose their effectiveness over time. That might be because the fragrance wears off, or in the instance of that grated cheese type material, when it gets wet, it kind of glues together. So be judicious about applying it. Apply it frequently, and also apply it after you water your garden. It's just this little bit of extra effort that ensures that your hard work of growing your own vegetables pays off for you and not for the bunny or the groundhog. Okay, so that's all I have for you today about small animal repellents. I hope that helps, and good luck with gardening.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.